This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I see your hair is burning.
He aligns himself
Hillary looks like the Joker.
And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We even have a Hillary for President Joker shirt. I never even plugged that one. Probably she's got her face on it and horrifies me.
Hills are filled with fire.
If they say I never loved you.
If they say I never loved you.
I'll sell you a bridge in Arizona.
You know they are
gonna merge this song and oceanfront property together.
Driving down your freeway.
Hills and valleys.
Midnight alleys roam.
Cops and cars.
Cops and cars, the topless bars. Never saw a woman.
You know, I've had a few Democrats I'm friends with.
So alone.
Kind of secretly agree with me and know what's going on, but they're in politics, so they go along with it. So alone. So alone. But they're funny folks, interesting. I've known them a long time, so I still associate with them occasionally. And they call up laughing at me and stuff. Oh, Hillary's winning. Oh, Hillary. And I tell them, I say, you have any idea how successful I'm going to be if Hillary gets into office versus Donald Trump? These people are all going with her from a sociopathic perspective. They're not sociopaths, but they can get in that mindset. I bet on Donald Trump. He gets in and doesn't deliver or die trying, I'm going to have some problems. But I can't just sit here and think about having a perfect record and playing it safe, okay? In a time in history like this, I got to get aggressive. Everybody knows when Democrats are in office, talk radio, libertarian media only grows, okay? We'll be looking probably at layoffs around here if Donald Trump gets in. But I'm fighting as hard as I can to get Trump in. I'd love to be able to have this country so free I could stop doing it. Of course, that'll never happen. But, I mean, really, I wouldn't be just risking my life and doing all this to fight these people. I mean, you think I want to go to Cleveland and all these places? Really? No. They want to go up against the New World Order? These people are killers. But I'm a man and I'm doing it. Because I won't back down. I'll stand my ground. We got that in bumper music somewhere. I never hear it played. Let's go ahead and look. I got a bunch of Trump clips coming in the next segment and some guests, but I'm going to go ahead and play this one more time. It's so powerful. Donald Trump blast Hillary and the rigging. I'm going to get to that next. But first, I want to play Donald Trump where he absolutely destroys the rig system and how corrupt she is. Let's play that clip one more time. It's so powerful.
There's one thing we all have learned. We can't fix the rigged system by relying on and I mean this so, so strongly, on the very people who rigged it. And they rigged it. And do not ever think anything differently. We can't solve our problems by counting on the politicians who created our problems. The Clintons have turned the politics of personal enrichment into an art form for themselves.
That's courage. That's a man right there. This is hardcore.
They've made hundreds of millions of dollars selling access, selling favors, selling government contracts, and I mean hundreds of millions of dollars. Secretary Clinton even did all of the work on a totally illegal private server.
Right, take a tour.
Something that how she's getting away with this, folks, nobody understands. Designed to keep her corrupt dealings out of the public record, putting the security of the entire country at risk, and a president in a corrupt system is totally protecting her. Not right. I am going to give a major speech on probably Monday of next week.
Get ready.
And we're going to be discussing all of the things that have taken place.
Oh, we got to get Nichols on.
You're going to find it very informative.
Because we communicate with Trump through Nichols, and he had to communicate with him yesterday. And so we need to get Nichols on tomorrow. I shouldn't have moved him yesterday, but stay there. Stay there. I knew about the speech on Monday. From Nichols, actually Sunday from Nichols. He told me this big speech was coming up and he was working with them, but it obviously doesn't want to be interfaced openly. They'll communicate through this portal. Let's get Nichols on tomorrow. I'll be back. If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
Yes, I am.
Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Take that pledge as Jefferson took it over 240 years ago. Step into your destiny or fall to the technotronic terror that is the New World Order. I'm Alex Jones, your host, broadcasting worldwide from deep in the heart of Texas, occupied under FEMA Region 6, under International Edict of the United Nations. The news websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm your host, Alex Jones, dedicated to taking on these anti-human parasites. But as above, so below, the ancient alchemist said. We're going to be looking below at the parasites here in a moment. It's not the kill, folks. It's the thrill of the chase. People think fighting tyranny is a bad thing. Oh, it's bad if nobody does it and tyranny totally takes over. But the West has some history, so do other cultures as well, of fighting it and bringing in an amazing new era. And this planet right now is trying to go in the right direction. All this evil is about suppressing us. Before I go to our guest who was at the bottom of the hour, we have Leanne McAdoo, Joe Biggs, and others who did an incredible job last night covering Hillary stealing the election on the West Coast. Dr. Gribbs will be joining us, popping in via video Skype from his medical offices. But before we do that, I've got some extremely powerful Trump clips I haven't gotten to. I played the one twice where he just says they're total criminals, they've rigged everything. We're going to play a clip where he says they've defeated the rigged system so far. Yeah, Sanders didn't. But first, he talks about America first. This is what they call racist and evil. All the communist Chinese that killed, you know, 84 million of their own people under Mao and tens of millions since and have execution vans and, oh, they're going to lecture us. And the Saudi Arabians who head up the UN Human Rights Board, and there's news on that today where they kill little kids, so that's getting covered. All of this craziness is here. All of this is happening and unfolding. And this is another outrage when he says the great evil. No, it's not mother or father, those words being banned, or male or female bathrooms. No, no, no. It's America first. Why, the country might actually be for the country, not a bunch of foreign interests that came in and took it over. Let us play the blasphemy, the heresy. Let us play the anathema. Let us play the black magic to the New World Order. The inversion of their system you're about to hear out of the heretic's mouth, according to them, Donald J. Trump.
On foreign policy, we will never enter into any conflict unless it makes us safer as a nation. It has to make us safer as a nation. This is the opposite of Hillary's foreign policy, which invaded Libya, destabilized Iraq, unleashed ISIS, and threw Syria into chaos and created the mass migration, which is wreaking havoc all over the world. And while putting Iran on the path to nuclear weapons and making them a dominant power in the Middle East. And they are dominant. And we have made them that way, folks. We have made them that way.
And then,
better hope I'm president.
And then they call him anti-Semitic because he doesn't want to give Israel's enemies nuclear weapons. Our reporters are there via Twitter asking reporters that are at Bilderberg, allowed in, three of them, hey, talk to us. They go, I don't talk to anti-Semites. Well, what? It's just like, no. Oh, you don't like Obamacare? You're racist. Oh, you don't like a judge, part of a race-based group, La Raza, you know, to rule on Trump when his law firm heads up a boycott against Trump? Why didn't Trump say, this guy's law firm heads up a boycott of me, he should recuse himself? It's just I actually like the fact he's like a bull in a china shop, but he opens up for him. But that's the good thing. He doesn't care. So you know what? I like it. I like it. You look at Trump, he hires more Hispanic people on average into management positions and women than any other major chain like he owns. Look it up. They've done stories. But he won't even defend himself. He doesn't care because he's such an animal. And I love it. So it takes an animal to get up there and say Hillary's a total criminal and go over evidence of it. I mean, he knows she's a murdering criminal. She knows she's a major mob boss. So let's go ahead and go to this next clip here. Turned down Gingrich's $200 million that Adelson offered. Told you that was happening. Gingrich came out against him. Told you we've got the zeitgeist, and not just through Stone. I'll tell you, Nichols, I already believe Nichols, but his credibility went way up with what he told me this weekend. And I was still like, yeah. And then he told me Trump's coming out next week with this big speech, and boom. And I talked to Stone about it. The point is, it's all just intrigue. It's incredible. Let's play one more clip, and I'm going to go to our guest. Who's just popping in today with some updates and some other medical news. Let's go ahead and play. Trump says we beat a rigged system. And you know what? We have so far when Sanders failed. Here it is.
Every election year, politicians promise change. Obama promised change, and it didn't work out too well. And every year, they fail to deliver. Why would politicians want to change a system that's totally rigged in order to keep them in power? That's what they're doing, folks. Why would politicians want to change a system that's made them and their friends very, very wealthy? Yeah. I beat a rigged system by winning with overwhelming support, the only way you could have done it. Landslides all over the country with every demographic on track to win 37 primary caucus victories in a field that began with 17 very talented people.
The man right there. Folks, the reason I personally told Ron Paul in his second run, And I told him in his first run for president, well, there was one before that in the 80s, but as a libertarian, but as a Republican, I said, listen, you got to get rid of Jesse Benton. I said, I'm going to get your business, but I just these decisions, and I'm not a political person when I'm watching it. And I said, you got to admit they're stealing these early states, because he was winning these early states. And he goes, well, Ron Paul, you know, he's talking about it on air. Well, they'll just say I got sour grapes. He's talking about this on air. Some of this has been public. I'm not only telling you secrets, it's just a little stuff during the breaks talking to him. He wouldn't do it because he thought it was sour grapes. If it's true, it's true. And that's what I love about Trump. I've been telling him day one, when they were stealing early stuff from him, go crazy about it. And then you go, he's going to lose saying they're rigging it. That's just him, you know. No. Expose the whole stinking thing or they'll steal it. With Donald Trump rallied against the rigged elections, he can make our elections free and open again, folks. People always say, I'm not going to vote because they'll just rig them. You get a landslide in there, you make them steal that, you bring down the whole enchilada. I'm going to go to Dr. Group now. There's the quote. Oh, I'm really getting fired up right now. To all those Bernie Sanders supporters left out in the cold by a rigged system of superdelegates, we welcome with you with open arms, Donald Trump. That is a great comment. Now, let me tell you something. We're going to play that clip when Leanne's on, the other clips when Leanne's on. I don't want to cut into Group's time. We took time out to meet with us here today for like 30 minutes. We only have like 15 now. Dr. Group, you wanted to get into some medical news, but also wanted to get you on because you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. It's got the kitchen sink in it. I didn't realize that with all the nutraceutical buffs, that, you know, with all the supplement buffs, that would be seen as the holy grail of the healthy, clean, detox, anti-parasite cleanse. It sold out in 2 days, and it took us, it sold out in December. One run, here we are, 6 months later, never had a product. I even tried to get you to take some of the stuff out of it so we would have it. We finally got some of it in, a pretty good shipment. And it's just amazing. So let's infomercial here, because this is important stuff. We got these big parasites. What about little parasites and other stuff? Why did this sell out? Because I never even really promoted it. It's got all these ingredients. Why, because we can see it's not even mainly our listeners coming in. It's outside folks buying this. Why is this so good?
Well, because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites. We have Legionnaires outbreaks happening. Cases nearly quadrupled in the last 15 years.
TB from Texas to Minnesota, just, and they say, we don't even test them. We now put your kids with, well, they put the kids in the classes with our kids. Like an orgy of disease. Is this like some religion? Is this child sacrifice? What is this, Dr. Group?
I'm really thinking that it's all planned, because if you look at some of these conditions and then us opening up our borders and all the other countries opening up their borders, you're just dealing with a mass amount of parasites or harmful organisms or biological weapons that are spreading and mutating all across the world. And I think that's one of the reasons why. I mean, all you have to do is look at the news these days. You can type in refugees spreading disease. I mean, the CDC is going crazy right now. There's a new antibiotic resistant E. coli that they just identified. And in Britain, they're talking about.
They've got this sand fly that puts the parasite and it's killing hundreds of thousands. It eats the bacteria and it eats your body. And it's just, oh, come into Europe. Oh, kill us. Oh.
Yeah, that's called visceral leishmaniasis. And that's another thing that's spreading. It's a flesh eating disease. Some people.
Why are you discriminating against flesh-eating death?
Well, because I always try to find the answers to, you know, there's always a solution.
What's wrong with polio exploding, even though the vaccine isn't helping? What's wrong with that? Why are you racist against polio?
Well, I tell you what, they're actually coming out. I mean, I think part of the reason is, I think a lot of these things are biological that are man-made. And they're actually seeding the clouds and they're seeding people with.
Sure, and they're using the illegals as the cover that it's coming in. I agree.
Yeah, because
now suddenly Zika's weaponized, like you said months ago. Oh, suddenly it's mutated more deadly. Oh, suddenly.
That's right. That's right. And as a matter of fact, President Obama just created a bill, I think, for $1.9 billion to fight Zika. And that's, I think, about to be in the Senate. And we know that there was a hoax because it doesn't cause the birth defects and neurological diseases. But that is a scary situation because there's vaccines in development right now that are supposed to be coming out within the next 6 to 8 months. So you have the Zika, you have the tuberculosis that's happening right now, you have the flesh-eating disease, you have polio, you have measles.
And by the way, just to interrupt you, came out a few months ago that the Rockefeller Foundation isolated Zika in 54 and was involved in weaponizing it, and then magically it pops up. And what a perfect place to vector Zika worldwide, carried by humans through sexual transmission or blood transmission, they now admit. It magically mutated, but through the Olympics coming up in Brazil. This is unprecedented.
Yeah, and the thing is, people can avoid toxic air if they want. They can get an air purification system. They can avoid toxic water and drink clean water. But it's really hard to avoid parasites. It's hard to avoid attacking organisms. And that's where I see this going. I mean, I think a lot of the information that we put out there and a lot of the products that we develop are specifically for that reason, to protect you against the endocrine disrupting chemicals, to protect you against all those chemicals and toxins. But here we are with billions of people being affected with different types of harmful organisms.
And I want to be clear, there's a reason the globalists never let all these third world diseases in, a lot of which they souped up and declassified that they aimed at the poor people. Folks from Brazil or even the Middle East, these are victims, okay? And I really feel sorry for the folks from Latin America because they're not trying to put beekeeper suits on women and cut their genitals off. You know, that's my issue with the Muslims is, come on, man, my daughters will not be your slave. They're going to drive cars. They're going to do what they want. Shut up. Call me a racist or anti-feminine if you want. You will not put her in a freaking bee suit. Now, I'm sorry, but anyways, they're hitting, they've been caught, the UN's been caught, you know, Peru injecting people with syphilis. It wasn't just the black people, or injecting them with other garbage or polio. It's all come out. You can go to the registration of the Zika virus. It says Rockefeller Foundation, and the year that they did it, you cannot make any of this garbage up. And it makes me want to throw up that these people are now pouring in, and now the elites we know have gotten cures and treatments for themselves in case they get it, and that's why they're about to let the full West enjoy the population reduction and things that they've been under as well. You cannot make it up. And I said the 50s. It was 47. I was going from memory. Go ahead, Dr. Grubb.
No, I should apply for that $1.5 billion reward that British is thinking about offering somebody that comes up with a cure for this new E. coli and the fact that none of the antibiotics are working anymore. I mean, really, if you just take a combination of silver, oregano, the X2 iodine, and the living defense, you pretty much are protecting yourself and boosting your immune system against any type.
Look, I had three family members die in 1 month of this lung-eating garbage. The hospitals were all full. It was barely in the news that a mystery illness was killing everybody. The doctors said they'd never seen this much death. It was a cover-up of it. And my dad had it for over a month. Two different antibiotics didn't help him. He was in bed. And I literally forced him to drink close to 2 or 3 bottles of it in 1 week. And he said, that's bad for your kidneys at that level, which it is, folks. You don't take it much smaller dosages, okay? You know, something like 30 parts per million silver bullet. But I dumped, I think it was 3 bottles down him, knocked it out. Nothing else was working. So we're not saying it's a silver bullet, but it's darn close to it.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, the thing is, they don't want to go back to natural medicine. The natural products that we've developed are specifically designed and have even been tested by the U.S. military to be very strong at protecting the body.
When my uncle was dying 2 years ago, all over the hospital, they had silver sprays and silver creams, and they were just going, yes, silver, oh! I mean, they know now, they know.
I tell you what, you know, just like Daniela Grace was on your show talking about all the prison systems, you got to remember the prisoners are being tested on, the soldiers are being tested on all over the world, not just U.S. military, but all military.
Oh, I remember a couple of years before my uncle died there about right down the road at Huntsville State Prison, maximum security. A bunch of people died of a mystery ailment. It turned out there was secret testing at that place that was even in the Houston Chronicle. I wonder, man, imagine what we don't know, Dr. Grubb.
I mean, I'm telling you, there's thousands and millions of organisms cruising around in our system that are taking our nutrients, reducing our immune system. And the thing is, doctors don't know. They don't teach doctors in medical school about parasites and harmful organisms. There's a reason why they don't teach them about that, just like they don't teach doctors about the root cause of disease and how to eliminate all disease out there. They don't want you to know about it. The parasites and harmful organism testing and the biological, I mean, most of these things can be tracked back to U.S. military or bioweapon laboratories that were specifically designed even before the Cold War to use for biological
weapons. Lyme's disease, they admit, from a Nazi scientist off the coast of New York, 1952.
Right. The thing is, if you're suffering from abdominal pain, allergies, I mean, usually most, even like headaches, anemia, weakened immune system, gut problems, depression, hair loss, excess gas, muscle pain, nervousness, I mean, all these things, weight gain, mental, brain fog.
Let's talk about what's in Living Defense, because nothing's a panacea, but the stuff Mother Nature gave us is more and more folks admit, and this is what the elites are all into. Why is Living Defense so good? Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
Right. So if you look across the board, what we wanted to do is try to attack as many different things and create
wildcrafted black walnut, green hull, organic.
Yep. You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. You have enzyme blend in there. And this is very important because a lot of these microorganisms, and even going up to tapeworms, pinworms, you have to disintegrate the lining. I mean, on viruses, they protect themselves, and so do bacteria and protozoa and mycoplasms. They have a protective shell that a lot of times the immune system can't even get into, our own immune system. Especially since most people's immune system are weak anyway.
And they secrete things to make us weaker so we're a better host.
Yeah, exactly. So we, and our
just
bodies
like
become acidic. So we actually design the Living Defense and put in a specific blend of enzymes, which actually chew and eat through the lining of these different organisms. So the Living Defense is amazing. We've seen just tremendous reviews. As a matter of fact, a lady that was so sick for 10 or 15 years had called the other day, been to 15 or 16 different doctors, was on her deathbed. She started doing the Living Defense. She said it was a miracle product. Very wealthy lady, saw the best doctors, went to the best hospitals in the world. No one could determine what was wrong with her. This is going on with practically every single person that goes to a doctor with symptoms. I can pretty much guarantee they have some level of parasites inside their body.
Even the New York Times a few months ago said most cancer now linked to the gut because the autoimmune system finally gives up, and that's why people aren't able to absorb any of the vitamins and minerals. And as you said, it's all the bad bacteria, the parasites, the yeast, the fungus. It's all in there, and you're dying because your gut is dying. And even the New York Times had all these big studies with the U.S. government admitting it. So at one side, they're killing us, but then there are good people compartmentalized getting reports out agreeing with you.
Yeah, I want to bring it to the public attention because anything we can do to help people, anything we can do to educate people and to be aware, it's just at this point in time, it's going crazy. It's everywhere in the news with the superbugs that are out there. It's just a lot more than ever. I mean, you can actually trace back, and there's been studies done on fossilized feces from the Vikings that showed that the Vikings suffered from parasites. And even ancient Rome was infested with human parasites. They're doing analysis now on fossilized feces.
Public schools and private schools are constantly sending letters home. I talked to all these parents with all these weird gut parasites spread, and all these third world parasites spreading now, and it's just totally insane. How often should you take Living Defense? I mean, is it a regimen every day? That's what I was doing till we ran out, or do you do it heavier for certain cleanses? What do you do, Dr. Group?
Well, I do usually 6 weeks at a time because if you look at the life cycle of most parasites, but it's 6 weeks from the time.
You got to kill the ones that are in there and then kill their babies when they hatch up.
Exactly. So it takes 6 weeks from the time they lay their eggs until they're an adult.
So even if we politically defeat Hillary, they've laid so many eggs, there'll be other generations of horrible criminals.
We have parasites. You're right. I mean, we have parasites all over that attack us. But the thing is, you don't want your own immune system being attacked. And with all of the, again, you know, you have animals, especially your cats, dogs. So many people have pets these days. People eat raw sushi. People eat more raw food. You have all these different organisms showing up in the water supplies now. You even have it in the air supplies, these tiny microorganisms. So it's not like we can get away from them. We just have to do everything. I recommend doing a parasite plans at least twice a year.
All right, well, I'm glad we got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And You support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Thanks for having me on, Alex.
We'll be back with more on the election and more on Bilderberg.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be cleaned. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, do the best job you can to purify your air. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. It's normally $220+, but right now, for a limited time, it's less than $200 at InfoWarsStore.com. And the small profit we make goes to fund our reporters. This is a 360 win. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I don't wait for orders from headquarters because there is no headquarters. I go to the sound of the guns, to quote one of our founding fathers, I think it was General Greene. Pat Buchanan famously would say that different presidential campaigns. When I was 18, I knew what I wanted. But I also wanted freedom. And then I started going to college and saw how anti-human it was, how anti-American it was, and I was like, I got to fight this. And here we are, 21 years later. I'm an old man, 42. Love that line. I got a baby's brain and an old man's heart. Best part of the song is he goes, I like it. I love it.
Always know what I'm talking about. Feels like I'm living in the middle of doubt. Cause I'm
I can't get enough of that guy.
I get confused.
Of course, he's a patriot. Alice Cooper bringing us in. Because I like it. Love it. You can Google the photo of him drinking beer with Colonel Sanders. That's funny. You got to hear the outtake. Tapes of Colonel Sanders Trump. Well, that's funny. All right, let's get serious. Bill O'Reilly defends Hillary. Don't call her crooked. Crooked, now, come on, he said. Crooked? I mean, she's been more in scandals and more evil than anybody I could ever imagine. I mean, she's like, you know, herpes just keeps coming back over and over again. And then another article, Trump banned BuzzFeed reporter from speech. Credentialed InfoWars. InfoWars is the nation's leading conspiracy theory website, which means we know what we're talking about. But, you know, I mean, I trust Larry Nichols, and I love him, but he was telling me last week, actually, on air, he was saying it, but then over the weekend and then Monday, I'm communicating directly to the Trump people, but I told them I don't want to meet with them because they'll make a big issue out of it, as you know, Alex. And that he's got a big speech coming up the week after next, and I need to give that their intel for him. And I'm just like, yesterday, I'm like, well, Larry, we're too full today, but let me get you on the next few days. All right, but they need it now, Alex. And then Trump comes out that night and goes, my big speech next week. And I'm like, okay, well, I know Trump listens to the show, so we'll try to line that up and communicate this way. I'm not trying to sound big. It's true. It freaks me out. The New York Times comes out in two articles and goes, InfoWars is the brain of Trump. Well, that's not really true. They just know we research, we vet things. We didn't come out first with the LaRaza connection to this judge. Daily Caller did. We went and looked up more, put it out. WorldNet Daily looked out more. Drudge linked to it. The truth is, we'll just go where the truth is. It's not rocket science, and we're in to the world. Like, we remember Laura Allen Hughes and the communist generals and their names and the Chinese generals and what happened at the White House, and it was on C-SPAN, and we want to make that news again because it's news. Like if somebody was a Russian spy when they were 20 and now they're going to be 70 or a Chinese spy, we'd be concerned. No, this was just 20 years ago or 18 years ago. Of course it's pertinent. But it is true that our info gets to Trump. And I'll just leave it at that. And Anthony Gucciardi is a smart cookie. I don't know if it was a rhetorical question that I'm going to Leanne McAdoo. But he asked me during the break, because Adan Salazar ran and said, look, Media Matters is like writing about you 10 times a day. He's like, there's like 8 or 9 articles here. It's like everything you say, what is going on? And I see, he goes, and then Anthony goes, they'd be bankrupt if it wasn't for us. All they cover is you and Trump and Drudge. And I went, Anthony, you know why? And he goes, well, because we're newsworthy or whatever. And I said, yeah, but this is run by the White House and the Clintons on record. The former transition chief for Obama runs it. It's all full of Clinton people. Clinton gives them directives. So this is who they're scared of. They're scared of Drudge. They're scared of Trump. They're scared of InfoWars. They used to cover Fox. That's in their hip pocket now. They cover us. This is the enemies list. I am so proud of this. This is like a Congressional Medal of Honor, having these traitors that are funded by a Nazi collaborator, a war criminal, their main funder. I mean, I am ecstatic. People say, is it rough being attacked? Attacked? I'd be like if a NAMBLA came out against me. By the way, they've had Salon and pedophiles on there come out against me. Good! I better have pedophiles coming out against me. You know a man by his enemies. I love it. I like it. Love it. Like it. Love it. I'm 18. I'm 42 and feel like I'm 18. I'll tell you that right now. I feel better than I felt when I was 18 because now I know what it's all about. And I'm into the zeitgeist. I'm going in like a kamikaze into the New World Order, and I love it. I absolutely love not having fear, because my only fear is that they're going to win. You see, that's a big secret right there, being totally committed to and being committed to the zeitgeist. All the doors start opening up. But then you got to be ready when you actually walk out on that final sand gladiatorial event, because in this type of destiny, you usually don't make it all the way to the end, but your spirit takes everybody else over the top. And you got to be ready. You got to be committed. You got to. God's got to know that you have got that eye of the tiger. And then all the doors open. But just know, you got to have the will to want to take on evil for the innocence. It's not about who you are. Sure, I come off as super aggressive and arrogant and wild. No, it's just confidence out of a suicide mission. And I see that same confidence in Donald Trump and whoever he was before. Entering this crucible is only making him stronger. All right, we're going to go to Leah McAdoo in 30 seconds. I think she's in Long Beach. I know it's a beautiful shot of her out there at the beach, but this is amazing. We're going to be getting to all of this. But I tell you, Leanne, you're getting demonized out there. You're being attacked. That is just a mark of your courage as well, all the stuff you've gone through. I thought Joe Biggs was still there. I don't know. You know, he's here, I'm told, so if he's not at lunch, let's try to get him in here as well. He was out there earlier than you. You've seen so much craziness, Leanne. You couldn't hardly find anybody that was voting for Hillary, but she still won. But the New York Daily News admits because she was appointed by the superdelegates. What is your takeaway from all of your last 4 or 5 days out there, Leanne?
Thanks, Alex. Yes, we're actually here in Huntington Beach, California, experiencing the eerie aftermath of the possibility of a Hillary Clinton presidency.
As a woman, are you feeling empowered right now?
I am feeling like we can do a whole lot better than that, and I'm feeling very duped that I have to be proud. Oh, she broke the glass ceiling. Actually, math broke the glass ceiling for her. It wasn't the will of the American people with her secret superdelegates that were tipping it in her favor before the race even had begun. So I feel very duped, and I don't want to get excited about that as a woman, so I don't know.
Look, I would love to have a great black president that was a wonderful patriot, and that would just be prideful for everybody. Instead,
right.
It's like the so-called black president doubles black unemployment. It's horrible. I mean, if I was a black person, I would not want him to represent me.
Right. What has he done for the black community?
What's he done for anybody but globalists? He goes to Africa to fund more forced abortions, basically, and then he tells them they can't have air conditioning or cars.
Right. They can't evolve. They can't improve their quality of life because then the world would tip over or whatever excuse he gave them. It was really interesting listening to you talking to Dr. Group about the life cycle of parasites. As disgusting as that is to think, it's actually so appropriate for what we've sort of learned here in California. Last night, I'm not sure if you saw the video we put out about the Democratic Socialist plot to take over America revealed. These were women who they've been longtime political activists. They kind of started the whole gay marriage thing here in California, and the lady was just like seething.
Yeah, set that up in a moment, and we'll play that clip. In fact, I meant to say that's one reason you're on. Amazing footage you got out in California with Zimmerman.
Yeah, and I mean, just these people, we went to several different polling locations, and we did go to West Hollywood. It's mostly just a gay community there, and that was where all of the Hillary supporters were, which is like, how have you even been duped? What has she done for the gay community? Her husband was one of the people who reinforced the DOMA, so a Defense of Marriage Act, you know, and then all of a sudden she evolved on the issue.
Yeah, tell us who these creatures are that you interviewed.
Well, there's one video you can see, Hillary Clinton's biggest fan, and he is supposed to be out there every day. He's getting people to come vote for Hillary, and he has absolutely no idea. He's like, oh, the FBI, they closed their case 6 months ago, and that's just fine, and TPP, oh, she didn't do that, and you know, and he's out here, like, drunkenly, like, slovenly, oh, vote for Hillary, oh, this is the future of the country.
Yeah, that's it. You cannot overestimate or over-exaggerate how slovenly, dumb even their leadership is, but their minions can hardly talk of every race, color, and creed. What have they done to these people? I'm serious. I mean, I thought we should make a pamphlet we hand out that says, are you a zombie?
Yeah.
And it's like written for a 5-year-old.
Well, getting back to the whole parasite, the cycle of parasites. So this woman, you know, she's talking about how, like, you know, we're going to take over. I'm a proud Democratic socialist. And Hillary, she's our gal. You know, she's going to push this through. And whatever happens, we can see with all these young Bernie supporters who are just out here spouting off those talking points, they are primed and ready to keep the life cycle, this parasitic lifestyle cycle going, because they have been primed and programmed now for many years, if not decades, pushing through this Democratic Socialist agenda. And they're so excited because they can finally see it about to happen with Hillary.
Yeah, they finally got enough of the public that literally, they say laces and shoes is going out because people don't like the time or don't know how.
Just need some slip-ons.
Here, let's go ahead and play Democratic Socialist Plot for America Reveal that Leanne McAdoo shot yesterday. We'll go back to McAdoo and ask about where is this mystery Hillary's voter? Well, she finally found some, but they openly meant they stole it from, I'm going to give you everything for free. But let's go ahead. But she was going to give them too much of the trillionaire's money. They just want to give chicken feet out. So I guess Sanders is better for the average socialist out there. But let's go to this clip.
Liam McAdoo with InfoWars.com. I am here in West Hollywood, California, and the polls are about 15 seconds from closing. We're still waiting to see, could Bernie Sanders potentially take California, even though they've already called him for Hillary Clinton? The math has made history. The superdelegates have decided tonight. You can see they're counting down.
Yay, superdelegate!
This is the key race here in California. 400 plus delegates to be won here in California. Of course, it's still too early to call, but they've already called it late last night. We're going to go find out from these women. We would just like to know, what does the country have to look forward to with a Hillary Clinton presidency? Hillary Clinton for president. What does the country look like?
If she becomes president? Well, first of all, the country looks a lot more united instead of divided. The country looks a lot less racist. The country wakes up the morning she gets in with hope and not fear. She doesn't practice the politics of fear. And I think it's great. What is better than a wonderful, strong, experienced woman?
And so what do you want to say to all the young Bernie supporters out there who have said that they're going to go vote for Trump rather than Hillary Clinton, and they don't like her scandals, they don't like the kind of trail that's sort of following her? How do you talk to those people and make them overlook that?
My name is Robin Tyler. I'm a Democratic Socialist. I produced 3 marches on Washington, major marches with 1 million people. And being a Democratic Socialist and having been an activist since the 60s, I understand their excitement and I understand their disappointment in not having the candidate get in. But this is not about Bernie Sanders. This is about a movement. I have been in the anti-war movement, the feminist movement, the anti-racism movement. And so what's great about them is rather than imploding our movement and our Democratic Party, what's great is they can use this instead of imploding, exploding to be this fantastic
stealing
movement.
Elections is good. Of course it is for communists.
This movement, and I'm a Democratic Socialist, this movement will run the country.
What is a cult
and
lady?
I think that's great.
Next term,
about Hillary,
scary people.
The right wing has been getting her for 25 years.
Yeah.
She's not in jail. She's never
been
indicted.
Smiley. We're winning. We're somebody now. The mega banks, the Chinese generals, the slave factories are in control. Apple suicide.
Even from the left. But yeah, I'm a Democratic Socialist. I'm a major activist, and I'm for Hillary Clinton.
Okay, can we pull up the Death of the Emperor from the Dark Crystal? Because I want to show this lady's acting role without makeup on. Leanne, I'm sorry. The Drudge Report, media goddess. Hillary is a media goddess, and Richard Simmons is transitioning into a woman. I thought he always was.
Right.
I'm sorry. Who cares? I always thought he was funny. Can it work out now? Yeah. CNN depicts history-making Hillary Clinton as glowing golden god. They actually said that. All planned to blur it out and blast her with spotlights. The Christ goddess. If this is a goddess, I don't want anywhere near him. Marilyn Monroe, a goddess. Leanne McAdoo, but not Hair Hillary. I'm sorry. Go ahead there, goddess.
Well, that's what I agree with. I mean, if you could see the look on that lady's face, and she just was so sure to point out how she's a Democratic Socialist, but Hillary is the one. And that is the whole point. If Bernie Sanders was never even going to be president, it was all for the money and to push the left even further into more progressive issues, more progressive
agenda. That's it. They admit he was there to move it all to the left and normalize it so she could look more conservative.
And now the buzzword is like, they're going to unite the country. We won't be racist anymore. We'll be.
And we've got re-education centers for the people that don't want to actually in the Army official files now.
Exactly. And that was what was so frightening, just the look in her eyes. And I had to report early in January when Hillary Clinton, Debbie Wasserman Schultz couldn't tell the difference. They couldn't express, well, what is the difference between a Democrat and a socialist? And they were just like, well, I'm not a socialist. And I'm like, but what's the difference? So I did a video on that and pointed out how if you go to the Socialists of America, the Young Socialists of America, their website, they talk about how, you know, what is a Democrat, a socialist? And that they linked up with the Democratic Party because they felt they were the ones who were going to be the most powerful to
push
the agenda in America.
And then if you watch these women, you know, when the mastermind's talking, the other one's like in rapture when she talks about the sneak attack plan. I mean, these are whacked out loons who want us to live like Russia and Venezuela or Cuba. These are whack jobs.
Yeah, and they are, like, so seething with power that in the next 4 years, this is going to be running the country. Yeah. And all these people are going to fall in line. And we talked to some people out here on the beach, and they're like, yeah, socialism, it's great. It's for the collective and not the individual. And they don't even know what that means.
Why are you against the golden goddess?
Yeah. Well, so the collective decides that we're going to gas the Jews, right? And then they're like, oh, well, that's not good.
The collective decides we're going to take all the middle classes' money. That's okay.
Yeah. And that's what these people do not understand. They think that, oh, we're unified. Let's all just get
no,
unified.
The prosperity's all going out the window, and a bunch of soft nobodies that don't even work, who show up once a year to politically bang on pots and pans, are not going to be given full control, and they're so weak-minded, when we totally collapse, they'll never even admit it, because they'll have a power trip, even as their ceilings caved in like Cuba.
Right. I mean, we have got to stop this, Alex. That was what was so frightening to me last night, and just talking to these little socialists in the making. Frightening, and we have got to turn this thing around.
I don't know what they're putting the water on in California, but those are the dumbest people. I mean, you look who rules them, a bunch of smiling loons, you know, about how they deceived everyone and how they're taking over, and there's no election, really. What matters is our movement, a movement that'll come for you and your family as sure as the sun came up. Sleeping giant, awaken! The hordes are upon us! Rise and resist!
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. there'll be a golden ladder reaching down
when the man comes around.
When the man comes around.
All right, it's Johnny Cash bringing us in.
The hairs.
The Vikings called it the joy of battle.
At the terror in each sip and in each sup.
And when you are in a physical death battle, you either give up and succumb, or your body and all of your instincts and your senses goes into a hyper overdrive, and it's the highest you'll ever be in your life. I am fortunate enough, you could say unfortunate enough, to experience that a few times. It's all people that are in that situation a lot become addicted to it. But I'll tell you, I'll take that animating contest of the death battle over the zombiosis of just, everything's mine, I'm a victim, I deserve some, with these elites that are building space stations, going, oh yeah, we'll give you some free stuff, cupcakes, when they literally see you as dead animals. And they helped make you like this. They helped set it up so you'd be like this. I don't know who's worse, quite frankly. I guess the engineers, but Leanne, I tell you, you know, out there experiencing these people, I know she used to be what you call more liberal. So was I. It's not just that I was younger. I mean, I like liberal ideas, but it's that they twist it all. And it's all about being in control. And then, like, we don't have elections, really. It's our takeover, our agenda. And it's like really creepy, weird old cult-like women. And you know, and the Huffington Post came out and said, basically, kill Donald Trump, attack his supporters. They deserve it. They're not human. These are scary people, folks. But what's really scary is rolling over to them. These people aren't going to run the nuclear reactors and do the dirty jobs and work hard. Everything's just going to collapse. A bunch of, I don't know what to even say anymore. Leanne McAdoo, other points. We got a fresh horse in the fight coming in. Hard charger, David Knight. What an amazing broadcast so far today. But other points, Leanne from the coast of California.
Well, I mean, what do we do at this point, Alex? Because we can see where she is going with this. They're going to the media, who's already calling her the golden glowing goddess.
Oh, the goddess.
And everything Trump says, they're not going to do a little digging and understand the La Raza connections there. They don't even want to know who that is, because let's not forget, Hillary Clinton is considering one of the Castro brothers for her vice presidency. He and his twin brother, who was on Obama's side, their mom was one of the founding members of La Raza. So these are people, they don't want you looking over in that direction. They don't want you seeing...
This judge's law firm is running a boycott campaign of Trump.
Yeah.
And the media's like, how ridiculous that he's anti-Trump. How ridiculous, preposterous.
Who could be biased? And this is at a time in the country when everyone's like, how can a white police officer be fair to a black person? Or, you know, how
and
can...
And Sonny Ur told the New York Times, she said, this Latin woman can have a better decision than white men.
Exactly. It's only okay if it's coming from the other side. But that's what's going to happen, is that everything Trump says from here on out, they're going to make him sound like this total monster.
It's very cynical against Hispanics and other groups. Hispanics, I mean, are America, are the future. We're always here, the Native Americans. It's ridiculous. You're Hispanic, you're Mexican. No, you're a Native American mixed with European. You know, it's like, it's all this stupid debate, and it's like, don't you want a Bill of Rights, Constitution, prosperity? That's why people come here. They're being forced fed all this race garbage and lies and BS, and on the other side, it is generating a bunch of white racism that was pretty much almost extinct. Now it's just all this paranoia and all this craziness. I just can't stand it anymore. And I tell you, it's just explosive. Stay there. I want to come back to a few more minutes with Leanne McAdoo. And I'm also going to be her Twitter and more. I'm at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Please magnify all of our material. This is a war. Get conscious. Get activated. Break the trance. Go to the next level. Fix bayonets and charge.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.